This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. So glad we're together this morning on this Monday morning motivation. I am intrigued by one of David's Psalms, Psalm 32. And Psalm 32 is a psalm of contemplation. It's something in which we ought to read, study, meditate, regurgitate, meditate again. It's a psalm of joy, psalm in which David dealt with the forgiveness of Almighty God. And the psalmist begins by informing us that we are blessed, and he tells us why we're blessed. And I want to stop, pause, and park and try to gather some understanding as to why we need to understand why we are blessed. It gives us a spirit of appreciation. It gives us emotional stability. It gives us a spirit, an internal spirit of meditation on God, that we are blessed. In this psalm, Psalm 32, Psalm of David, he said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." And then verse 2, "Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit is no guile or deceit." One of the things that I see in this psalm is God, through the psalmist, he begins with this matter of being blessed because our transgressions and our sins are covered. That word covered denotes atonement, that God has already atoned. He's already, imputed to our account righteousness and taken away, our transgressions and our sins. And he says that because we are forgiven, because God has not imputed our transgressions to us, nor our iniquities. And these different words, sin, transgression, and iniquity, are really three different words, all talking about as we offend God. One has to do with missing the mark, that's sin. The other has to do with a hidden iniquity. The other has to do with presumptuous sin. He says that we, and I look at my own life, and I'm thankful that I'm covered in the blood. Covered, that all of my past sins and all of my present situations and all of my future situations, because God is eternal, is covered in the blood. So blessed, happy is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Now this is interesting language because our transgressions are covered by the blood of Jesus at Calvary's cross. When we get saved, we ask Christ to come into our lives, believing he died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. So we through faith and belief, God covers us, and we are blessed because our sins are covered. In the book of Leviticus, don't turn, it's a kind of a covering, an atonement, a foreshadowing of the real blood, the actual blood of Jesus that was shed at Calvary's cross. So he says, you are blessed if you are covered. So this morning, we're covered. Doesn't matter how we feel. We may be struggling this morning. Thank God I'm covered in the blood. Now, being covered in the blood denotes that not only is God for you, he's with you. He's going to work everything out by you, through you, with you. God is going to make sure you and I come out with joy. This is a psalm of joy. This is a psalm of joy. What does joy have to do with my sins being covered? A lot. Because my sins are covered, God is able to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on us. Because he's not blessing us according to how we live. He's not blessing us because we're perfect. He's blessing us because we're covered. We're covered. That's the first blessing, covered. But the second blessing that is in this text is not only the covering, but the confession. And confession, homologo, is to say the same thing that God is saying. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And why is it so difficult for people to confess their sins? It's because, amen, we don't see eye to eye with God. What God calls sin, we may not call sin. What God says is right, we may not see it as right. So this matter of confession is when I am able to, amen, understand what God is calling what I do, how I am, how I act, my attitudes, and agree with him. And agree with him. And this confession is powerful. He says that my bones were waxing old, verse 3. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through the roaring all the day long. In other words, as long as I was not able to confess, to see myself as God sees me, to understand myself as God understands me, my bones were brittle. He says, amen, for day and night I was heavy in moisture, amen. And then I acknowledge, verse 5, here's the confession. I finally came to the realization that I am what God said I am. This is so paramount important. Listen to me. The prodigal son had to come to his senses. Part of coming to his senses was that he had to admit that he was wrong and his father was right. It's so hard for us to confess, homologo, our sins, to agree with God. And 1 John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the covering is reenacted as we are able to confess. Our bones grow stronger. Our strength is increased. God hides us from our hurt. God preserves us from our trouble. God sends joy into our lives. And so as we wrap this up this morning, and there'll be a part two to this next week, the psalmist, this psalm of David, this psalm of contemplation, psalm of joy, is that I've got to get to a place mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, where I'm able, listen to me, to understand that me being blessed is that I understand that I'm covered. I'm covered, I'm atoned for by his blood. But I, not only am I covered, but I can confess, and I can confess to God all the things that are wrong in me, with me, about me, all the things that I need. I'm able to talk to my Heavenly Father. I'm able to confess. I'm able to agree. I'm able to see things the way God sees them. And then God says, I will send you healing joy. Until we meet again, I want you to know how blessed you are because you're covered in the blood of Jesus. Have a great day.